This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. In about 15 minutes, we've got the markets open and international markets with Tim Mulholland of TGM Limited out of Chicago. But in the meantime, let's talk about why your new car is taking so long to be delivered.
Because car dealers across Malaysia are facing multiple roadblocks in their businesses as their order books continue to fill up, but their showrooms are empty. This is because car makers, local and foreign, are taking at least 3 to 6 months to fulfill their orders. Adding fuel to the fire, yes, there's a lot of puns here, ladies and gentlemen. The shortage of new cars has caused a glut in the used car market as customers who have booked new vehicles hold on to their old cars while waiting for their new cars to be delivered.
The Federation of Motor and Credit Companies Association reportedly said that there's a backlog of more than 80,000 customers because of this. So how long can we expect this to continue, and how is this impacting car prices and future car demand?
Well, to answer that question, we now turn to Daniel Fernandez. He's the Managing Director and founder of the car portal DSF.my and, of course, a frequent guest of BFM's car show, Cruise Control. Daniel, good morning. Now, new car orders from local car makers like Proton and Perdua, all the way to Japanese car makers like Honda and Toyota, and even Continentals like Mercedes and BMW, they're all seeing taking at least 4 to 5 months to deliver their cars. Do you know why?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show, Chuang. Why are they having difficulty delivering? Wow, that's a hard question to answer. Well, you know, it all started with the chip shortage. And from what I understand, up to a couple of weeks ago, the chip shortage is no longer a chip shortage, okay? Manufacturers are already getting their chips. They've got enough chips to come for the current stock of cars they need. But now there are other situations that are affecting the production of vehicles. Very, very small components that go into the manufacturing of a car. Plastic components, wiring looms, connectors, even steel and aluminium parts, which are coming from different parts of the world. These are now being held up at different factories. And then you have the problems of logistics, because some of these parts are coming from countries which are very close to the European war. And so the timeline to bring these parts in are slow. And then you have another situation where car buyers, because of the discounts that are in play right now. When I say discount, I'm talking about the SST discount. And also because electric cars today are tax-free in Malaysia, and some other nations are giving very good subsidies and rebates to electric car buyers. So there's a surge in demand for these new technology cars, which need some of these new components. And so the whole game has slowed down considerably, and customers are unhappy. Now, when you say customers are unhappy, you're also talking about showrooms are unhappy because they still got costs and they can only make money when they deliver cars.
I'm also curious, right? I'm sure this lack of supply is also in part due to the sudden rise in demand because of the sales and service tax holiday that we enjoyed. Yes. I'm curious, do you think that the government will extend it? Because Tunku Zafo just came out to say that revenue forgone to government is 4.8 billion during this SST holiday. But what's your bet?
Okay, I think extending the SST, a lot of people are going to be angry with me with this. Extending the SST is not a good idea simply because there are a lot of people who actually have 2, 3, 4-year-old cars, which are still under warranty. Nothing wrong with the cars. They're still enjoying the drive. It's not complicated. The warranty is still in play. But because of an SST discount, they rush to buy a new car and they lose out on the resale value because, you know, when you trade in a car like this, nobody's going to give you a good resale value. Because in this climate now, car dealers are not giving A, discounts, B, free gifts, C, high over trade. Because why? The demand is too good to be true. And, you know, whether you're a VIP or a non-VIP, there's a system that they have to follow. So there's no reason to sell your nearly old car while it's still in warranty to buy a brand new car because of SST discount. And the kind of money that the government is losing out, let's not forget, the government is also losing a lot of money out for electric cars because there's no tax on them.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, how long do you think it's going to take? I mean, when you talk to car makers, like the volume guys like Proton and Toyota and Perdua, how long do you think they'll start to be able to deliver some of these backlog?
You see, none of them have given me a firm answer. Okay, for example, the Perdua Alza, the all-new Alza after 9 years is coming out. That's going to be launched in a week or 2 weeks' time. Now, they've already started building the car. Okay, they've already planned way ahead, you know, Japanese planning with Malaysian planning. They've done everything. They've got factories, vendors here. they've already started putting the car out. So if you go to the Perdua factory in Rawang, you see hundreds or maybe even 1,000 of these cars sitting out there waiting to be delivered to showrooms, because when they launch, they want to be able to deliver and put these cars on the road. But will it be enough? No, because why? A car like this will sell like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 before the end of the year. And it's nothing to do with SST. People just want a new Perdua Alza. Current Perdua Alza owners, if the cars are already 7, 8, 9 years old, they'll want to trade in. But can they continue to deliver like this? So with or without the SST discount, the very popular cars will still fly off the showrooms.
So Daniel, do you see that with this backlog of supply and non-deliveries, do you think that people are now getting used to a situation where maybe they're getting used to having, you know, one less car and maybe switching the public transport instead?
So I do take public transport. I don't see a lot of people on the public transport. Okay, yes, peak hour, it's been like that before and now, but I don't see it increasing. But what I see increasing is a lot of people now are moving to motorcycles. Because when you talk to motorcycle manufacturers, they have never had a better time. So small motorcycles, scooters, iconic little bike brands have come back into Malaysia like Royal Enfield and Vespa, and they're selling very well.
But is that also because traffic is so bad and a motorbike helps you get from A to B? I think that's one reason. But just very quickly, do you think that we're going to see price increases for cars? Because we have been talking about inflation, there's been rising costs of materials, a lot of metal prices have gone up. What do you think?
Definitely car prices are increasing, definitely. And the quantum that they're going to be increasing will be shocking for a lot of new car buyers next year. The reason is because everything has gone up in price. On top of that, logistic costs have gone up by 3 times. I mean, you guys are, you know, I'm sure you've interviewed logistic people and all that. Because of rising fuel, rising cost of moving things, everything has gone up. So with car prices going up, like the new Alza will come at a higher price, okay? The new Honda Civic a few months ago was launched at a higher price. The new Honda HR-V just launched, higher price, okay? The coming Toyota Vios, higher price. The new German cars are all right. Higher price.
Okay, so higher price, like what are we talking about? 20-30%? And at what point does it become demand destructive then?
Okay, 20-30%, not yet. I think it'll move up like 5%, 8%, 10%. And what you're going to see is now, in the future, car dealers will no longer, some car dealers used to do pre-registration to clear some stock. They will stop doing that because there's no reason to. Second thing, they will not give you free gift. You know, last time you go into any car showroom, oh, free
pink
gloss.
Yeah, I wanted an umbrella.
Umbrella, golf bag, free car coating. Oh, let me give you a dinner voucher. All that is gone. All that is gone.
So, Daniel, do you see cancellations of orders and, you know, maybe demand moving to the US car market?
Okay. Cancellation of orders, there will be some because some people don't want to wait. Also because Malaysia, there are a lot of buyers who are into this feng shui and I want to get a certain date. And, you know, my priest told me I must get a car before October, you know, that kind of thing. So there will be cancellations for that. But as the year comes to a close, there'll be a lot of cancellations because a lot of people will want a 2023 registered car, right?
Mm.
You know, the Malaysian mentality for that. And it is a global thing.
So the bargains are not this year then?
Yeah, but there's no cars to bargain with.
Mm.
Okay, what about the used car market? Give us some color on that. Are we seeing price increases for that as well?
Okay, used car market actually now, you know, there's two new big players is coming into the online car space. I don't want to mention their names. We know who they are. They're promising a lot. They're doing a good job, you know, stabilizing prices. But at the moment, they are also taking in cars because they want to show that they got inventory. They're taking in cars at very good prices. So people selling used cars, going to these new online car portals, are having a good price given to them. But they're unable to sell at a huge profit like how used car dealers used to do traditionally because a lot of people still cannot get loan. A lot of banks are still afraid to give out loans to certain people. The loan processing now is getting even tighter because they don't want repossessed cars.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. That was Daniel Fernandez, Managing Director and Founder of the car portal, DSF.my. I mean, I just wonder whether in terms of, you know, this car deliveries shuddering to a halt, whether there could be silver linings to the rainbow. For example, maybe climate change, or rather the environment might benefit. Fewer cars on the road, better, reduced emissions and cleaner air. I think that could be a possibility. Maybe a transition to more public transport, maybe fewer...
I sound skeptical?
I'm just trying to find some positivity here,
For that to really happen, every policy that we have, whether it's public transport, whether it's Malaysia's auto policy, whether it's our EV policy...
We don't have one yet.
Wait, we do. Whether it's our petrol subsidy policy, all these have to be taken into consideration holistically for us to really drive public transport ridership and reduce the car usage and car ownership in Malaysia.
You know what will really move the needle in terms of public transport? Free transport, just like the one we have for the next one.
Well, I'm not sure that
will work for
free
the longer
and
term.
Reliable
free
transport.
And reliable.
Reliable is the operative word here because we have that struggle in the past few days and weeks ahead. So I think they have to deliver on that.
And the public transport free rides that we're getting is only for the Klang Valley guys. It's not for the rest of the Malaysian population.
Okay, 8:59 in the morning. We'll come back after this with the news and a discussion with Tim Mulholland. But before that, a quick message.
Three KDU schools have been building future leaders since 2003 and are known for both education excellence and an impressive alumni who are leaders in their chosen field. With three campuses in Klang, Kota Damansara and Subang Jaya, they want to empower a diverse and inclusive community of learners who aspire to positively impact others. Visit their open day tomorrow at Subang Jaya and Kota Damansara. Find out more at srikdu.edu.my.
Okay, thanks so much. That was BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.